Happy Easter, and I'm happy to be here with you. This is my first Easter at PBC, and I'm glad to share this moment with you where we can understand what that means to have and think about Christ as a risen among us, as a people of faith, and as a Presbyterian church. Today, our reading came from the Gospel of John, where I really have more bias to Gospel of John more than the others. And I have to tell you why. As a Middle Eastern, grew up in Egypt with a Muslim majority, John was the closest gospel to the Sufis and to the Muslims to understand our faith. So we'd have no problem with our faith as Christ being born, but the main hard part is when we come to a conversation with our brother and sister who are Muslims when it comes to crucifixion and resurrection. And it's very hard, and I have to tell you, it was sometimes we have to put conversation away and say, let's stay friends and just forget this conversation. And we have to do it this way. But one day, I found out about that actually the Sufis, Muslim, developed the reading for John. And I asked them, why do you read John? And it's like the rest of the gospel. And they said, because the language of the Gospel of John is closer to us as we believe in the word, the capital W. We believe in a connection with God, special connection behind any understanding. And the big word for them and us is the mystery. And today we see John start his gospel talking about the eternal word became flesh and dwelling among us. And this is an untraditional beginning. If you go back and read the rest of the Gospels, none of them start their Gospel the way John did. And it seems like John was having an idea, trying to tell us, God of resurrection, God of love, on the first day, he's the same God, seems hopeless and powerless on the cross. He is the same God we can see on the after resurrection. Ending his gospel about the risen Christ to say, Christ is undivided. You cannot just take God as stations. If you want to understand God's love, you have to see the whole message from the day one, from the incarnation, and in the whole process. In the gospel, there is no actually clarification about how Christ was raised. And for somebody like me, I wished really I can tell my brothers and sisters who are Muslims how Christ was raised. But it seems the writer of the gospel weren't concerned about the dynamic, the mechanic of how Christ was raised. More than sharing, as like the rest of the early Christian, how to prove we believe that, we experience that. And the key word, as the Mary Magdalene said in the end of our reading today, I have seen the Lord. Many people can debate and talk about many things, but not everybody can experience what we really can go through as individual. It's an empty tomb. Maybe we have no rational explanation for that. We have no enough scientific explanation for that. But that's what we believe. Somebody touched me. Somebody changed my life. And I wonder about why Jesus did not appear to everybody after resurrection. At least to prove to other people or to his enemy, he is more powerful. He wasn't the same guy they saw on the Good Friday. He wasn't the same guy they saw him dead and powerless on the cross. Why didn't he make it public? Why didn't he go to these people to invade their thrones and tell them how powerful he is? And I don't know. But maybe because the resurrection is about personal witness and is about personal belief. It's not about propaganda. It's not about to shame the others. It's not about to make the people who are not believing the same way we believe, they are less, but they didn't experience what we are going through. On every Easter, we read from the four Gospels about the resurrection, and in every Gospels, we can see many different aspects of the same event. But one theme we cannot ignore in John, how he was really advocate for the woman rule in his Gospel. In his Gospel, his emphasis is very clear and unavoidable. We see in the second chapter the role of the mother of Jesus Christ in the wedding at Cana, as encouraging Christ to do the miracle. And in the second scene of a woman in his Gospel is the good the Samaritan woman in chapter 4. And in John 11, the story, as we heard from Pastor Chris last week, about Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus. And today, we reach the top of one of another woman hero in Gospels of John, one of the whole Christian faith hero, the first messenger of the good news, the first disciples, Mary Magdalene. If Mary Magdalene, the first one after resurrection, I would say the Samaritan woman was the first one in the beginning, on a day one of Jesus' ministry. We need to remember and to thank John, the writer of this gospel, about his courage to tell us about this woman and to bring her to the light. John took risk to say something that is in conflict with the tradition and the culture at the same time. And I can't even believe, even today in the Middle East, somebody can speak in the same way John told us about this lady. That's why I feel closer to him, and I feel he is really the voice of love and justice, not only for the people around him, but even for the people the community is not really trying to give them what they deserve. He is the only gospel that mentioned Mary Magdalene in details. The rest of the gospels will talk about Mary Magdalene as part of the group or how she was healed by Christ, many things, but not really in the center of the event. And today, we see Mary Magdalene as really somebody who believed in Jesus Christ. It seems like John forgot who she was by her gender, or even who she was by her background, as a lot of stories inside and outside the Bible is telling us this is not a good lady with a good history, at least. And this is why she was a very rich character for a lot of fictions and a lot of things to be written around her. But another thing, and this happened among the followers of Jesus Christ, the disciples, I think it takes a long, long time to change people's mind about somebody or about something. And I think John was lucky enough to live longer, to be wiser. As we know, he was the oldest one. And he was the one who wrote the last gospel. So maybe he was lucky enough to see this lady through life and through witnessing her more day by day. And and this lady proved to him and to others how she was really changed and deeply committed to Christ's mission. Today, and through what Joan told us, we believe her commitment was on the day one when she went to the tomb. Her commitment to Christ was clear when she went to the tomb in the dark time, the time just before the daylight came through. And just remember, she's a woman 2,000 years ago in the Middle East, being in the middle of the night, just going out to find something. She's very vulnerable, first for her gender, and above, she's not a woman with a good fame among the society. But she forgot all these things, because she went to the tomb to say, at least I want to honor the dead body. I want to protect the dead body. And her belief was like anybody of us. She was rational. And I think she really went through the whole process of grieving. She did. She cried. She admitted. And she was acting. She accepted Jesus is dead. She's going now to the tomb, not expecting Jesus being resurrected. She's going to the tomb to do what she can. And even with her human expectation, went there. And Jesus didn't say something bad because she was thinking like normal people, like a human being. If somebody's dead, it's dead. If somebody in a tomb, that's it. But even when our belief and our hope can be really closed and trapped in a box, still God working with our limited belief. Even when she was driven by her feelings, grief, loss, but also with some respect and love for this man who changed her life. For the man who told her, you do not to believe in yourself in the way you are. You do need to live in the shame and hate to yourself all this way. I do not need anything from you, Mary Magdalene. I need your heart. And maybe that was another chance for her to meet with herself. There is somebody could be different. And the resurrection today is about really being different, being positive, and understand people struggle when they go through grief and loss, and provide love and care for them. Today, Jesus is telling her, you are the one who will carry my message to my brothers. Go and tell them. And I heard it in my biased ears. Jesus saying, you are the oldest sister for all these people. You are the one looking after them. You are the one who will really understand when they go through a struggle because you have been there. You are the one who have been there when people blamed you and never gave you any chance to turn around and change and get better. You know that. You know this feeling. And here is the resurrection, is to turn around and to leave the old characters and start new. And I think the message today of the resurrection, everybody can say, Jesus is risen today. All the Christian world today is seeing Christ is risen. But not everybody can say, I have seen the Lord. And maybe if you can, or if I can answer this question and say, I have seen the Lord. We need to take the resurrection outside the tomb of our characters, the tomb of our limited belief, and the tomb of our selfishness, and take it out to share it with people. If God took us away from the grief and the loss to enjoy the love and the joy, we cannot just keep it for ourselves. We cannot just hold a cab on this candle where no light will come out of it. Keep ourselves is really lightened by the God Spirit and provide light for others. And today, as we see, Jesus Christ didn't make the resurrection public because he's not interested in invading us. He's interested in a real relationship with us. He's interested in a real people who can move from one question to maybe a deeper question. From maybe one hopeless, maybe another. But in the end, he will never leave us alone for our feeling and for our negative thoughts. So the resurrection today is to experience God is with us in our journey in the time of loss and gain, in the time of sorrow and joy. When we start something and when we are close to end something, in many questions and wonders and no answers, or even in the answer sometimes. The resurrection is the spirit that can follow us when it's during the daylight and even when it's very dark at night. The resurrection that can remind us we can be both the people of logic and reason and the people of mystery and miracles. Every Christian today can say Christ is risen, but as I said, not everybody can say, I have seen the Lord. And if you have seen the Lord, go out and share the good news through justice and love for everybody. Happy Easter.